Morning, friends. My name's Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister of Christ Church Huntingdon, which meets at St. Peter's School on a Sunday at 10:30. Now, I don't know if you've had this experience yet, and maybe it's just me, but usually sometime in January, most years, I get the date wrong. I mistakenly write 2018 rather than 2019 on a document on the computer or on a letter or whatever it might be. It's not as bad as my dad, who I remember a few years ago writing a cheque and getting the year about 30 years out of date, but no doubt that'll be me soon. But the progression from 2018 to 2019 is a reminder that the new year brings change, whether we like it or not. Things change in January. Now, some people use the new year to make New Year's resolutions, changing some aspect of themselves, giving up smoking, joining a gym or the park run, which incidentally is well worth doing, and see you there if you're there on Saturday. Losing weight, maybe trying to work on a relationship that needs patching up. Others perhaps have learnt from experience to make the New Year's resolution not to make a New Year's resolution, because by this stage in January, they've already broken them. I guess all of us have something about ourselves that we want to change. But at the same time, we struggle with whether we will actually be able to bring about that change. Christina Aguilera sang, "Waiting for a change to set us free, waiting for the day when you can be you and I can be me." Maybe we despair of whether we can actually change and be the people we want to be. Some of the churches in Huntingdon are running a course starting tomorrow night called Resolve, and you'd be most welcome to come along and join us. We're going to meet at 7:30 at the St Barnabas Church, and that's just off Coneygear Road near the Medway Centre. The course is totally free and everyone is welcome. The course is based on a DVD-based course, and it includes brief interviews with a doctor, a psychologist, an anthropologist, a faith leader and a comedian about what it might mean to make positive changes in your life. Why not come along tomorrow and try the first one out? It covers looking after your body, strengthening your mind, inspiring your soul and deepening your relationships. Have a look at the Resolve course online to find out more. I think this course should actually make a real difference, because apart from anything else, there are two really important ingredients which have the power to help bring real change. One of them is what we call accountability. That's to say that we'll be working as a group. So it's possible, if people want to tell others how they're getting on with the changes that they're trying to make. And statistics show that change really happens when people are talking with others about the resolves that they're working on. The other ingredient may sound a bit strange and maybe a bit new to some of us, but it's actually the power of God. God made us. He loves us. He sent his Son into this world to bring about change in our lives. God is in the business of change. So why wouldn't we ask him to help us make the changes we want to make? Our Resolve course isn't full of religious content, but it does feature a short Bible excerpt in each episode. And I think we'll find that seeking to bring God into these aspects of our lives through Jesus Christ will make a real difference. Well, another song, David Bowie sang Changes, Turn and Face the Change. Pretty soon you're going to get older. Well, that's true of all of us, and no doubt I'll be writing the wrong year on my checks again soon, and all the more as I get older. No, none of us get any younger. But with God's help, we can change some things. In the Bible, Paul writes, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Be transformed. So why not come along and join us tomorrow, 7:30 at St Barnabas Church Hall, starting with a cup of tea and coffee. And with God's help and the help of others, we'll make some changes for 2019. Thanks for listening.